of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle with the Ask Elle Show, and I'm here with my co-host Ron Lim and special guest Lenny Matthews.
Hey there, this is Ron Lim, co-host of Ask Elle Show. And our show is brought to you tonight by
Heavenly Donuts.
Heavenly Donuts.
They are heavenly.
Yes, they're heavenly. Our favorite donut place. They are open 24/7.
24/7, yes. For the drive-up.
And the walk. They have a walk-up window, too.
Yes.
And they don't just have donuts. They have some breakfast foods.
Great breakfast
too.
Foods, yeah.
And they're, you can get the deliveries from Grubhub and
DoorDash.
Thank you, DoorDash. The first delivery is free on them.
On the delivery.
Not the donuts. Yep. Let's be clear on that. Now, tonight, we're bringing in a new co-host. She's I'm the captain. She's the mate. Is that how it works?
Like we're bringing Lenny Matthews
first
in.
Mate,
phenomenal.
First mate. Yes.
Phenomenal. Lots of.
And yes, and we do have both lines tied up tonight with our special guests.
Yeah.
So if you want to call in, you probably won't get through, but you can get us. You can go to the chat room in the website at kcnr1460.com. You can also go to the live green button and listen to us there. Or you can call text.
Yeah.
Text L at
707-499-8999. That is 707-499-8999.
Or you can message either one of us on Facebook, on the Messenger, Ask L or Ron Lim.
Yes.
And so... hand it off to you. What are we talking about tonight?
Tonight, you know, we have a great topic tonight, and we have our guests are David Yoakum and Brenda Sue. And I met David, you know, if you've been listening and following the last couple of weeks, we've been dealing with PTSD and veterans. And I met David through Point Man Ministries. He's one of the outpost leaders for Point Man Ministries. And we got talking a little bit about his journey into nutrition, and he ended up pairing up with Brenda Sue, and so they're going to talk about their journey through nutrition, health, and mental health.
Nice.
What they've done as a result of their journey, and what they have to offer, which is phenomenal. They have they are doing so much good for the public. So, David and Brenda, welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
Thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So you guys, you know, you both have a compelling, each of you have your own compelling story, your own journey through obesity, into health, and also that journey has improved mental health as well. So you're going to be sharing that a little bit tonight. What I'd like to start with is for each of you, David, I'll have you go first to just briefly share your background and your experience with obesity and coming through that and how you did that.
Well, my background, I'm retired military. I served 16 years active duty in the Navy, and I
thank you for that.
Left Naval Service in 97. 11 years later, I went into the National Guard, which I retired from. In the military, it's required that you stay physically fit and your body stays, you know, healthy. And, but, you know, many of us can still struggle, you know, with, keeping the weight down, and, you know, people from all walks of life can have this struggle. And, so it's always been a point of mine to be able to, you know, to be up on nutrition and, physical fitness so that I could be successful with my career.
That being said, how did you, you had mentioned that you became obese at one point. So how did you go from being in shape in the military to being obese and needing to shift your lifestyle?
Well, in 1997, when they were doing all the force reductions in the military, I actually ended up leaving the Navy before I had planned to. And when I got out, a lot of us face issues. We sometimes lose our identity, and I was also suffering from pretty significant PTSD, and I went through a period in my life where I just didn't care, and and I become obese. I just no longer cared.
Wow.
Over what period of time? Like
about a 3-year period.
Three?
So from the time you got out to the point of not caring and becoming obese was about a period of about 3 years. And then what shifted for you?
I just started getting unhealthy, and I realized, you know, I got to do something about this. So I took corrective action, and I went back to what I know is healthy eating and physical fitness.
Excellent. Okay, so I want to switch over to Brenda. And Brenda, you know, you also have a very compelling story about your history and your weight journey. Very different from David's. Why don't you share that with us?
Yes, ma'am. I think mine is more typical of a lot of women. At the age of 4, I was taken to the doctor to see if he could give me something to lose weight. And that's when my journey began. And the doctor said when I got to an age when it mattered to me, I would begin to lose weight. Well, I did try to lose weight for a lifetime. I was on every program, every diet that you've ever heard of. And I would lose weight. And it would always come back. No matter what I did, I would get tired of the program, tired of the diet because diets end. And I would gain the weight back. I've been a size 22, and I'm a size 10 now. And nothing worked for me until the age of 60 when I encountered David on a social media site and started watching, you know, what he was doing and started learning what I call David's way.
Okay, I want to point out something significant here, Brenda. I'm sorry to talk over the top of you, but I don't want to overlook this point that you made because a lot of people would feel defeated. You struggled with your weight from the age of 4 to the age of 60. And so
yes, ma'am.
What I feel like that's a really good message for people who've had, you know, unlike David, who was in shape and then basically went through a period where he was out of shape. You struggled your entire life and changed your journey at the age of 60. So I cut you off. I'm sorry for that. Go ahead and continue.
Well,
can
I jump in?
Yeah, of course, please.
So at 4, was there a predisposing factor of some kind at 4, like a some kind of a, you know, a disease or anything like that, or did you just
overeat? No, sir. My mother always, you know, had my best interest in mind, and she believed I was going to develop a weight problem. And she was right.
Oh, okay.
And I think she sort of saw it coming, and I think she was trying to head it off at the pass, and she took me to the doctor. And from that moment on, I did perceive myself as being fat and spent a lifetime trying to get control of that.
Yeah. That's what I find remarkable about your story as well, is that it became a life it was a lifetime issue for you. So at the age of 60, that's when you stumbled on at this point, David, what are you doing? You're blogging, you're starting to what? How did you run across David's information?
Well, we were on the same weight loss social media app at the same time, and his way of doing things was a little different from, you know, what this particular app was advising. And he started getting followers, people that would ask his advice, and I recognized it. I have a little medical background, and I learned to read reading medical books, by the way. But
wow.
I recognized that what he was. Yeah, and I recognize that what he was saying was just common sense, that it would work. The deciding factor was I willing to do it? Because motivation only gets you so far. You've got to be disciplined, and his method involves some discipline.
Okay, well, I think that this is, we're heading up to a break right now. I think this is a really good place to draw a line under it and come back after the break and continue on what it is that what David's journey is and what he created and what you two are doing together and offering, what you're putting out there and offering people, which is just a phenomenal service.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back in 2-2.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Welcome back. This is Elle with the Ask Elle Show. I'm here with...
This is Ron Lim, her co-host. Took it right out of my mouth.
Yes.
We're back, and I need to tell you, first of all, who's sponsoring this show for everybody tonight, and that would be Heavenly Donuts, Katie and Trevor Garrett, my good friends. And they have a 24/7 drive-thru window and a walk-up window, and they're open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. In the lobby, 7 days a week. They're on the corner of Pine and Shasta, in case you didn't know. Everybody drives by there every day, I think. But they also have breakfast food, too, like little croissants and stuff like that, besides donuts. And the DoorDash and Grubhub also deliver. Oh, and good coffee, Lenny. Yeah, don't forget the good coffee. But, DoorDash and Grubhub will deliver their donuts, too. And the first time will be free for the delivery, not the donuts. If you are listening, both phones are tied up, so you can't call in, but you can certainly chat with us at kcnr1460.com to the chat room, or you can hit the green button and listen, or you can call Elle herself, text her, and her number...
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message us on Facebook at Ask Elle or Ron Lim.
Yep.
Okay, Elle, take it away.
Okay, so we are back with our guests, David Yocum and Brenda Sue, who are sharing with us their journey from obesity into good health and good nutrition and mental health. They both have very different journeys they've shared with us in the first half of the show. David's was a little more short-lived, and Brenda's was lifelong. And so... just before we took a break, Brenda was sharing with us how she met David through a weight loss group online, weight loss group. And through that meeting, they have developed, or you can explain a little bit better, David and Brenda, but you something came about called David's Way. Tell us about David's Way.
Well, the way that it started was the social media that we was involved in. I just kind of become disillusioned with the business model of the company that was running this, and And I've seen a lot of people that were just really struggling to find success with weight loss and permanent weight loss. And with my background, I was like, you know, something's got to really change here. And I just got a lot of passion for people. And I decided to, start writing and to try to educate people on healthy nutrition and physical fitness. And through that, because Brenda Sue and I had been, become friends through the this social media forum, I asked her to do some guest writing for me, and that kind of blossomed into her coming on to write with me and to be a full-time partner with this website.
Fantastic. And before we go any further, I do want to give people, an understanding of your credentials. And you both are certified. Tell us briefly about your certification.
Brenda, if you want to, or I can.
Brenda, yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We are certified through the American Fitness Professionals and Associates. We are certified nutritional and wellness consultants. And we studied nutrition mainly to get those certifications. And, of course, David has a background in physical fitness, and I'm a nurse. And health is our priority. We, everybody, wants to look good, and that's great. When you get healthy, you will look your best. And but we're certified to help people get healthy. That is our goal.
Love it. And so I want to get back to David's Way, because David's Way, tell us about David's Way, which is your website and what it emphasizes, what you're offering people, and what you're bringing to the table for people that's different.
Okay, what I'm bringing to the table for people that's different is I'm not trying to sell anybody a product, a diet plan, or any kind of gimmick or anything like that. Our purpose at David's Way to Health and Fitness is we are trying to educate people on healthy nutrition and physical fitness to be able to permanently lose weight. And it's more than just trying to lose weight. We're trying to help people in a holistic manner to where they can mental health issues that might have to be addressed, stress, just so many things. And and being we both have experienced these things and we know how much they come into play, our biggest thing is we're just trying to educate people on good nutrition and physical fitness and try to get them back, get the people to thinking and just reverting back to the way it used to be across our great country before we had our obesity of people being overweight and obese as we have now. 68% of our country is overweight or obese, including children. And,
that's incredible.
It's just a strong passion to help people.
Okay, so Brenda, he mentioned that you are, you do a lot of writing for David's Way, the blog, David's Way, the website, and together you have co-authored over, was it 1,300 articles?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brenda.
No, that includes, the recipes that we have, the healthy recipes on there, and articles about health and wellness. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your website, it's not just being seen by friends and family and people that know you, but you have a worldwide base. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we were astonished when we first started. We thought, well, how will we get followers? And over time, they just started, the countries started coming in. And the best that I can tell, and I'm kind of techie, and the best I can tell, we have followers and readers in every country that has internet. The best that I can tell, if you look at the map where we have followers, it's almost entirely covered. The entire world is almost entirely covered. And it surprised us more than anybody else. It was just shocking how fast that happened.
Yeah, it was shocking to me, too. And people can see this map on your website, right?
I don't believe other people have access to that, but we could publish it if anybody wanted to see it. We could put it up there.
Okay, David held up a map earlier, and I was thinking that was on your website.
That's on our admin page.
Oh, your admin page, okay.
It is there on the website, but it only we can see that, but we can put it up there.
Okay, so I want to get into, for people to access David's Way, the website, all of your articles, all of your guidance, and even advice from you and David, what is the cost for what you offer?
We are 100% free to everybody.
We charge nothing.
It's been my vow from day
because
one that we would
that
never charge a penny for the education we're providing
right.
to
okay,
people.
Okay, wait. Hold on, you guys. You both are saying really incredible stuff, but you're both talking at the same time. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I couldn't differentiate. And so go ahead, David, and then Brenda.
We're 100% free to everybody that wants to come to our website. It's been my vow from day one that we would never charge a person a single cent to access all the information that we provide on there to help people with their journey. And we have contact information on there where people can and do contact us through email. We used to do a little bit on phone, but we started having problems with, you know, people calling at really odd times and stuff. You know, we had to sleep too, but we have our, you know, email address, and we answer everybody that you know, contacts us. And we, you know, whatever advice they're needing, we give it to them, and we refer them to articles we've written, and we just help them in any way we possibly can.
Brenda, what did you have to say about that as well?
I couldn't hear David, and I don't know if he said this or not, but we charge nothing, zero.
Yeah.
Because we believe that health is an unalienable right. We don't think people should have to pay for common sense. And really, the pathway to good health for most people is just common sense. And that's why we charge nothing. We have a passion to see people healthy. People don't have to suffer as much as they do.
And I already knew that. I knew that you guys were offering it for free, but I wanted to hear the passion in your voice and have you personally tell, you know, our listeners. Brenda, when someone logs on to, and it's www.davidsway.blog, right? .blog.
Yes.
People can access this. So when someone logs on to David's Way's blog, what can they expect to find on that blog?
Well, we have a menu button, and if you tap that menu button, you will see a number of articles on just about anything that you would like to study. And if you have a particular thing that you want to read about, whether it's diabetes or brownies, then you can scroll to wherever the search box is on your phone or your device and type in brownies, type in diabetes, whatever. And that article will pop up. There's a great search engine on there. There's also the story of Lorraine, that is wife cancer. Journey.
Okay, that's David's wife. Okay, I was wondering who Lorraine was. All right.
Yes, ma'am. And there's also the story of my raising my autistic son. And there's, like I said, a lot of recipes and a lot of hard truths. David is known for telling the truth. And there's a lot of hard truths in there about our responsibility to ourselves and our loved ones to do the best to be healthy. So almost anything that you want to read about concerning health, if you go to that search box, you can find it on davidsway.blog.
Well, truth isn't always convenient. I'm not sure who came up with that, but it wasn't me. But truth isn't always convenient. And, you know, there's a lot to take away. I went over your website. I was so impressed with it and equally impressed that David built this website from knowing nothing on how to build websites. And I do have a question for you. Donna, because we have people texting in, and someone texted in and wants to know what kind of nurse you are and how long you've been doing it. Now, I'm not sure if that means how long you've been doing the diet or how long you were a nurse, but what kind of nurse are you?
Well, I am, at this point, I am a dementia nurse.
Dementia,
but I've
okay.
Been, yes, ma'am, but I've been in just about every kind at one time or another. But that doesn't really filter into what we do very much. The only way that really helps me is I'm able to spot obvious things that I believe are unhealthy. And I did have nutrition, you know, in nursing school. But that's what I do now. And I sometimes do see the ravages of poor nutritional choices in dementia patients.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. This is a good place for us to draw a line under it for the break. And we will be back in 2 and 2.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle, and you're with the Ask Elle Show, and we are returning, and I'm here my co-host.
This is the co-host, the number one co-host anyway, Ron Lim, and we are bringing in the second co-host, Lenny Matthews, who's going to start helping us out.
Yeah.
So, I'm just here to tell you right now who's bringing this show to you tonight.
Yeah.
Guess who?
I know who. And I get hungry every time you mention it.
For those that don't know, we'll go there after the show. For those of you that don't know, it's Heavenly Donuts. Donuts down the street here, around the corner, actually. Best donuts in town. They have a 24/7, not just a drive-through window, but a walk-up window, which is cool.
Yeah.
Not many businesses have one of those. And they're open at 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby. They have more than just yummy donuts.
Yep.
And some breakfast, and then DoorDash and Grubhub.
And good coffee.
Oh, I keep forgetting the coffee. Thank you, Lenny, for reminding me. But, yes, DoorDash and Grubhub will deliver free the first time, but not the donuts free.
Just the delivery.
Yes. Yep. You hear that, Katie? I didn't give them away free. So our phone's tied up, both lines, so if you want to call in, you can't. But you can certainly chat with us here at kcnr1460.com or hit the green button to listen, or you can call L at...
You can text L at 707-499-8999. If you call, I won't answer, but I will try to get to your text, 707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on the Messenger at Ask L or Ron Lim.
Yeah.
All right. Let's carry on.
Yeah. So we are here with our special guest tonight. We're with David Yoakum and Brenda Sue, and they're sharing with us their journey from obesity to health and taking back control of their life, and in Brenda's case, taking control of her life because she never had control of it. She gained control at 60, which is remarkable and impressive, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that because people get discouraged if they think, well, this is just the way it's been my whole life. And you're kind of here to show otherwise, Brenda and David, what it's like to have been in good shape and lose your way. And you found David's way. So we were talking about David's way. And one of the questions that we have is, if someone wants to begin David's way, where do they begin? David.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where they begin, first off, we're going to ask people to always consult with their doctor. If they have a problem with weight, you know, we want them to consult with their doctor first. You know, that way, you know, we know that they're not, if they have any health issues, that we can get ruled out right away. You know, if their doctors, you know, approved them for, you know, following what we do, and we encourage them to show their doctors, you know, our website, you know, look it over real well, you know, and then from there, you know, basically, you know, that people can subscribe where they can get our, all of our articles for free. But, the biggest thing is to, you know, read through our plan. And really our plan, you know, it's just getting things back to basics to the way things used to be before people got overweight. And then just, you know, follow the articles that we've written, because we cover everything, nutrition, health, you know, fitness.
I have a question for you, David.
Yes, sir.
This is Ron. I'm just looking at your website here. I have a computer in front of me, and it's pretty impressive, I must say. I'm just curious, like your sugar-free gingerbread muffins. Is that your recipe, or did you just find somebody a great recipe?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, you know, we have actually developed several recipes on our own. I like to experiment in the kitchen, and I've got grandkids that love my recipes that I've invented, but we've also got some recipes that we have found, and we've modified them to make them sugar-free and healthier, and then we found some really good recipes that's been shared with us and such that we just really, you know, we felt that they needed to be shared, because people don't have to give up, you know, good treats or anything like that just because they're trying to get healthy. There's always a healthy way of cooking something and still have it to be very delicious.
Good. I see another thing here that, what is it, the secret formula for weight loss. Is that like your own formula, or is it a combination of what you've researched and learned and come up with your own?
You're talking about the article Brenda just wrote, I believe.
Did she? It says weight loss. I'm trying to.
Okay. I can answer the question. When it comes to weight loss, there is no secret formula. Every day we can go to the store, magazines, just wherever. We get bombarded with all kinds of gimmicks and pills and bad diets and everything. The bottom line is there is no special formula to weight loss. Contrary to what all the other people out there will tell you, there is no special formula. Weight loss and weight management comes from healthy nutrition and moving your body and not living a sedentary lifestyle. And that's the thing we really try to teach people, is you don't have to do, and everybody wants to do something special. They feel like they have to do something special. They feel, I have to follow keto, I got to go vegan, so many things, but there's nothing special. You just got to practice good nutritional practices and avoid getting into, you know, unhealthy food choices.
Okay, well, I appreciate knowing that. But one other thing is, how many people, do you have any idea how many people you've actually helped?
Oh, God, we've had, over the last 5 years, I couldn't give you an actual specific number.
Okay.
I mean, it's in the hundreds
okay.
of people that we've helped.
That's great. Well, any number would be good. So, yeah. So, go ahead and go back with Al.
No, that's great. Thank you for your questions. Those are great questions, Ron. I appreciate it. And you did bring up something, David, that, you know, in looking through your website, I was so impressed with your website. And for those listening, what you're going to find on the website that does separate David's way from other, it's not a weight loss program. What you're going to find on the website is you're going to find educational material, a lot of that what tells you what not to eat, what to stay away from, and then foods that you want to eat. Now, I'm curious, do you have anything on your website, like if you want to target belly fat, eat these particular foods, or is it more just an overarching, you know what I'm interested in?
Okay. I am glad you asked that, because we get asked this question all the time. How can I reduce, you know, how can I reduce belly fat? Well, okay. The bottom line is, there's, when you lose weight from your entire body. You cannot spot reduce. I don't care what anybody tries to tell you. You cannot spot reduce in any area. Weight loss comes from the entire body. And there's no, you know, you can't, there's no exercises, there's nothing. It's just, you got to have some patience with your nutrition. We don't gain weight overnight. We don't lose it overnight. So, you know, people, you can't rush it. You just got to get onto a, healthy nutrition, and just understand, short of liposuction, it's impossible to spot reduce.
I have heard that before. I was hoping that maybe you had a different answer, but you don't. So, but I do want to, I do want to know again, you know, if, is it, the question I'm getting is the site user friendly?
It's very user friendly. We have a menu at the top. When you go to our home, you just tap on the menu if you're on your phone or on a tablet, or you can just click on it on the icons if you're on your laptop, you know, with your mouse or whatever. And anything you want to find in there, you can go down through the menu so that you give all the different topics. But we have a search function on there. Let's say if you're interested in a recipe or stress, stuff like, you know, just anything we've written about, all you got to do is enter like a keyword into our search bar and it'll find it. It'll bring up, you know, one or multiple articles on whatever you're looking for.
Okay, and can you give that website again for us?
It's www.davidsway.blog.
And so, I want to reiterate for people listening, because it's not a traditional go to this website, follow this program, do this protocol, and you're going to lose weight. So when people go to your website, you know, clarify for us. Donna, why don't you answer this? Clarify for us what someone can expect when they go to your website. Say I go in there, I'm like, oh, first thing is going to be, I'm tired of being overweight. They're going to go to your website. What can they, again, expect to see?
Well, you're going to see articles that's going to give you nutritional information about almost any food that you want to find out about. But something that you're going to see is that we discourage eating added sugars. And one of the reasons for that is that these added sugars will raise your cortisol in your body that will produce inflammation throughout your body. And
okay.
When you get extra cortisol, you're going to get insulin. It's going to make you hungry. And when you get hungry, you start eating the wrong food.
All right. You know what? I am going to we're going to take a break. But when we come back from the break, we're going to jump back onto this topic about cortisol and hormones and how Not only that affects your body, but it also plays into mental health. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Okay, welcome back to the Ask Elle Show, and I'm Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, her co-host, and we are also training Jenny. Lenny.
She's
Jenny,
training us.
Lenny, she's training us. She's going to be our second.
She's awesome.
Second co-host or first mate co-host to me, Captain Ron. We are brought to you tonight by Heavenly Donuts, and owner Katie Garrett has been listening to the show, and she just wanted to throw in there a couple things about the donut shop. First of all, they're open 24/7, both the drive-through window and the walk-up window that they have. And the lobby is open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have the best donuts in town, but she's just going to remind me that they have croissants, bagel breakfast sandwiches, and homemade muffins. And she just wanted to add that she's our unhealthy sponsor since we're talking about health. Oops. So if you want to listen in, go to kcnr1460.com. Our phones are tied up with two guests, so you can't call them, but you can also go to that same site and go to the chats and send me a chat if you like, or you can message L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Messenger at Ask Elle or Ron Lim.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it back to you, Elle.
Okay, so we have special guests in the studio tonight. Well, they're not in the studio. They're calling in the studio. We have David Yocum and Brenda Sue, who have been talking about David's Way, which is nutritional education. So getting back to health, maintaining good health, and improving mental health. And they've shared their stories with us, remarkable story. They've been talking about David's Way blog, and that is www.davidsway.blog. And on the blog, you're going to find all kinds of articles, over around 1,300 articles on nutrition, and you're going to find some amazing recipes. So just before we broke for our break, Brenda, you were talking about cortisol and insulin, and can you recap that, please?
Well, your cortisol and your insulin, all they work together. And when you eat too much sugar, you're going to get an insulin dump into your body. And when you get that insulin dump, then your blood sugar is going to start fluctuating again, and you're going to want to eat sugar again. And all this tends to raise the cortisol levels, and then you'll want to binge eat, and you'll bring them back down for a moment, and then it rises back up. And interestingly enough, you were talking about belly fat. There's been some research that pointed to elevated cortisol levels being related to belly fat. There's quite a bit of research about that. And I can testify that when I cut down on added sugars, actually I eliminated added sugars from my diet completely, that it that significantly reduced my belly fat. Now, I did lose pounds overall, and that is necessary. But I did notice a significant reduction when I eliminated all sugars, and cortisol levels began to drop in my body. So when we keep our cortisol levels high and we keep doing this binge eating, which I live doing that most of my life, then we also get our neurotransmitters out of balance. And when we do that, sometimes we'll be lacking, say, in our GABA, which is a common neurotransmitter. We may have too little or too much dopamine. That's the one that makes you feel powerful. Because all of our hormones and neurotransmitters are interconnected, our acetylcholine can get out of balance. That's the one that makes you feel in touch with the world and things around you and spirituality. And, you know, when we get these things out of whack, then our metabolism just cascades into a disaster. And after a certain age, women are going to deposit that fat around the midsection. And so eliminating sugars just really helped me trim down my waistline, because I definitely had a decrease in cortisol. There's no doubt. And I didn't have the desire to keep binging.
So I have a question that came in, not for me. Do carbs work the same way?
What's the question again, please?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do carbs work the same way as sugar?
Yeah.
Complex carbs
do. Especially
your
carbs.
Okay. Hold on one second. I think there's something going on in the sound. Yeah. So I it sounds like maybe Brenda and David can't hear each other. So David, you started to answer that question. Can you continue?
Yes. Yes. Carbs and sugar. Simple carbs are sugar. All carbohydrates are sugar. So really, with the simple carbohydrates, there's really no difference between that in your body and you know, your fine sugar. Now, complex carbs are really good. You know, we need complex carbs. Complex carbs are paired with fiber, which basically regulates the how your body absorbs the sugar.
What's a complex carb?
Into your body.
What's an example of a complex carb?
Oatmeal.
Okay, so oatmeal's good.
Oatmeal, yeah.
I ate a bowl of oatmeal the other day, and I took a four-hour nap. Yeah, it's probably the sugar.
It's got the carbohydrates in there. It's paired to fiber.
Okay. Brenda, I want to... Hold on one second. We have a technical issue. Not sure if it's... Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. That might be fixed. Sorry, we had a technical issue there. Brenda, I want to go back to, you mentioned neurotransmitter, dopamine, acetylcholine, and, you know, for our listeners, some may not know what a neurotransmitter is, and can you talk about a neurotransmitter and how important that is to brain function? Because one of the things we want to do is tie this into, how diet can affect mental health.
Oh, yes, ma'am. The neurotransmitters are just your brain chemicals. That's what your brain works on. It's kind of like the electrical system in your brain, actually, because all of your nerve impulses, your thoughts, everything travels through these chemicals. And, your serotonin is your fun-loving brain chemical. And it can get out of balance really bad with improper diet. That's the one that a lot of traditional antidepressants will raise. Now, there are other type drugs that do different things. But if your brain chemicals, if these pathways, these little highways that your thoughts travel on, if they're not running smoothly, if you've got road construction out there and you got to take detours or you're stopped on your journey, you will become depressed, anxious, irritable, and nothing's going to work right in your life because your brain's not working right.
So you're saying that sometimes our diet, what we eat, acts like detours in our brain, slows down the progress, slows down where our brain's meant to go, and bogs us down. So, are there things that people can do in their diet specifically that would raise serotonin?
Well, to raise serotonin, now serotonin is an L-tryptophan related chemical, and you get your L-tryptophan in, you know, of course, the Thanksgiving turkey and that sort of thing. But see, L-tryptophan is an amino acid, which is a protein. And I have noticed, and you know, we don't treat anything, but this is just good nutrition. I have noticed that nowadays there is a little bit of a tendency for people to avoid protein, not get enough protein. And my personal experience is if I don't get adequate protein, I can't think. I mean, I can't function, and I will want to sleep more, but I don't sleep well. These neurotransmitters are made, you know, in part by your protein. So I would encourage people to make sure they're getting enough protein.
Okay, does your website discuss ways that people can, do they have recipes or articles that discuss ways people can get protein in their diet if they're not particularly eating meat?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, go ahead.
David, you can go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, we actually address this with, for people that choose to go the vegan route. We've got several articles that we've written on this to where one of the things people go vegan, and if they don't understand good nutrition, you know, they can end up making themselves sick. So we try to inform people, you know, to get, you know, all their vitamins and minerals. And then when it comes to protein, people have to be aware that not every source of protein provides you with your 9 essential amino acids. Those 9 essential amino acids have to be consumed. They're not something that reproduces in your body. So, you know, we advise people to eat soy and quinoa and barley. And there's really not a whole lot else that provides the complete amino profile that a person needs. So they also, if they're not supplementing or eating those products, they need to make sure that their diet is varied enough that they get all of their amino acids, the essential, that you have to consume.
So, David, I'd like to take the last minute and a half or so that we have left of the show, because you, coming back from being a combat vet, struggled with your own personal mental health issues, and how changing your diet and practicing what you preach. Can you talk about, can you give some specific correlations to people? We've got 1 minute left for wanting to improve their mental health.
Okay.
In 1 minute.
When you're heavy, you don't feel good. You hurt. You can't do the things that you can do when you're thin. So bottom line is, when you change your nutrition, your body changes. Your body starts feeling better. Weight loss comes along with that, and you start, you just, when you're healthy, you feel better, and when you look better, it helps the way you think. It helps the way you see life. You know, if you like what you see, if you like the way you feel, and you're eating the proper foods and getting exercise, to help out with all those things.
Thank you, David. Hey, I'm going to give your website again really quick, which is www.davidsway.blog. Obviously,
David's
they
Way.
Know what they're talking about. Thank you
all right,
so much.
We have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here.